Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been walking through James chapter 3 together. And one of the main points throughout the book of James is that our words matter. Like the way that we speak, the way that we talk, it's really a reflection of our faith in Jesus. Back in chapter 1, we read how we should be quick to listen and slow to speak. We read that those who consider themselves to be religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue, they deceive themselves and their religion is worthless. But now in chapter 3, James is actually going to devote an entire section of his letter to the importance of taming our tongue and watching our words. And today we're looking at verses 7 and 8 of chapter 3. And here James writes this. He says, "All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison." You see, as humans, we've been able to tame all kinds of creatures in our world. And we've made unbelievable advances in things like science and technology and medicine. We've mastered so much of the world around us. We know so much more today than we did years ago. And yet no human being has figured out how to tame the tongue. No one can truly control it because the tongue is unpredictable in nature. Like, have you ever just blurted something out that you had no intention of saying? Like you shared something that someone told you in confidence and you didn't even realize what you were doing, but you just found yourself sharing somebody's personal information. Or maybe you lashed out in anger and frustration and your emotions got the best of you. Or you lied and twisted the truth and really for no reason at all. And when those things happen, you wonder like, where did that come from? Why did I say that? And it's almost like our tongue has a mind of its own. And it's always looking for ways to trip us up. It's always looking for ways to get us into trouble and to damage our relationships. You know, just as James says, the tongue, it's a restless evil full of deadly poison. It never sleeps. It never stops. It's always looking for ways to cause us to stumble and to fall. And so because of that, we have to learn to tame our tongue. We have to learn to master our speech because our words matter, man, more than we can imagine. Our words, they determine the direction and the quality of our life. They shape our relationships. They shape our family, our career, our reputation, and we can burn down the life that we've built. We can burn down our children, our marriage, our witness with just a few careless words. You know, what took us years to build and to grow and to cultivate, it can be gone in just a moment with just a few reckless words that we speak. And no other member of our body, James says, has the ability to wreak that kind of havoc on our life. We have to learn to tame and to master our tongue. And so two questions that I would love for you to consider today. The first one is this: where are you careless with your words? Where are you careless with your words? Where do you find yourself slipping up when it comes to your speech? And then secondly, what can you replace those words with? And so maybe for you, where you're careless with your words is you find yourself lying oftentimes. And it's not that you're telling outright lies, but maybe you're twisting the truth or you're telling a half-truth. And you need to replace those lies with truth, where you are honest and have integrity about how you speak and the things that you share. Maybe you're careless when it comes to criticism, like you're constantly tearing people down and talking poorly about others, and you need to replace that criticism with words of encouragement where you're building people up. Maybe you're careless when it comes to complaining and being negative and always pointing out the things that you don't like. And instead, you need to replace those complaining words with words of gratitude and thankfulness. Maybe it's not so much the words that you speak, but the tone that you use. You're harsh with your tone. And instead, you need to be gentle with your tone. It's not so much about changing what you say, but changing how you say it. Where are you careless with your words? And what can you replace those words with? And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we come before you today and Lord, we just acknowledge that man, we all fall short. We all stumble when it comes to our words and our speech. And so Lord, we want to surrender control of our words to the Holy Spirit today. God, we ask for your help and your guidance, for self-control and wisdom in how we speak. And God, I pray that you would just reveal to us maybe that area in our speech where we're not honoring you right now. Whether it's lying or complaining or gossiping or criticism, God, make that just obvious to us. And Lord, I pray that we would choose to replace those words with words that encourage and build others up, and words that ultimately, God, honor you. So Jesus, we love you, and we pray all of this in your name. Amen.